All right. Welcome to Security Guy Radio with Black Hat 2016 Las Vegas. What's your name?
My name is Maya Sherman.
And Maya, where are you from?
So I'm from Israel.
Okay.
And I'm the chief marketing officer of a company called Deep Instinct.
I love that name. Isn't it a great name?
Yes.
It's like a movie. Deep Instinct 2.
It's very mystic.
Yeah, absolutely. Very mysterious. Now, what does Deep Instinct do?
And you will understand the meaning of this name in a second. So Deep Instinct is the first company, the only one today, to apply a fascinating domain called deep learning to apply it to cybersecurity.
Okay.
What does that mean?
So deep learning, what is that?
Yeah.
So deep learning is an advanced branch of artificial intelligence. It's a subcategory of machine learning, but it's very different from machine learning. And in fact, deep learning is a set of algorithms that is the closest to mimic the way our own brain learns to identify objects.
Even Security Guy Radio's brain.
Sorry?
Even my brain, because mine's a little slow. I want to make sure.
Even your brain learns and is able to instinctively recognize objects or people.
All right.
Even yours.
Interesting.
So once you've learned, learning is a process, but once you've learned, you instinctively recognize the things that you've learned before. And this is what we do and how we apply it to cybersecurity. How do you recognize a malware in real time, even if you have never seen it before?
Well, let's talk about that, because people always say real time, and you and I have talked about this. It's not really real time. That's the industry definition.
Yes.
They're getting closer to real time. Yeah. So define real time for me with your product.
Real time.
Meaning real time.
Means really real time. A few less than a few milliseconds,
yeah.
Because it is done, as opposed to other solutions in the market, in a static way.
Okay.
On the device. So there's no dynamic, there's no sandboxing, there's no, none of this.
Now, she said she's not technical.
I know. She's not technical. Jargon.
All right. So I get machine learning. I get artificial intelligence.
I want to explain to you what is deep learning.
Yeah. And deep learning meaning learning things that we don't see, obviously, on the surface. We're going beyond that.
This is the idea. In fact, the main difference between deep learning and machine learning is that when you apply machine learning to any type of domain, whether it be computer vision, language translation, text analysis, or cybersecurity, you need domain experts. You need humans, experts, to define what are the features that you need to look at. So these can be dozens of features, hundreds, even thousands, but still you define them. I'll give you a simple example. How does a machine recognize that on a picture there is a human face or not?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, let's take this example.
Simple, right?
So we would have an expert that would define a set of features. So you have two eyes, you have one nose, the average distance between the eyebrows is so and so, and you can have like this, even thousands of features, okay?
Right.
Now what happens if the picture that I put in order to be recognized is in profile, and I'm hiding most of my face.
Right.
Would it recognize it's a face? Probably not.
Right.
The difference between machine and deep learning is that this phase of feature selection does not exist in deep learning. Deep learning, you feed in raw data exactly like our brain. When you teach a little child to recognize a dog from a cat, do you give a set of features? Absolutely not.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Okay.
Because your brain fills these things automatically.
Exactly. So,
yeah,
wow.
I've heard of this.
So you have this kid.
Yeah.
And what do? You show him on TV, on the street, in the park. This is a dog. Hey, look. This is a cat. Hey, look. And each time it's a different one. And one day, wow, when the parents are always so proud, the kid sees a dog and it's different from any other dog he's seen before. And maybe the poor dog has three feet instead of four. Okay. And the kid knows it is because he has learned. And he didn't learn because we explained to him a set of features in order to make a decision if this is a dog or not.
Yeah.
But because you just showed him. And this is what we do at Deep Instinct. We train an artificial brain.
That's how the brain works.
So this is all. So, is this based like on an artificial intelligence platform?
Yes. It's an artificial brain. Instead of training us or children or whoever, saying this is a human face or this is a dog or this is a cat, we have an artificial brain on which we train hundreds of millions of files. And when I say files, I mean any type of file.
Okay.
So it can be an APK Android, it could be a PDF file or any Office file, it can be an executable file because it's domain agnostic. Like our brain, we receive information that is not pre-processed,
from
different formats.
That's right.
So we don't, and it's not because we're studying each type of file. It's exactly because of the opposite, because we don't care which type of file. So we train it. Now, we don't say this is a human face or this is a dog. we say, this is a malware and this is not a malware.
So how are companies utilizing this technology or platform and artificial approach to securing their company from a cyber
attack? It's exactly the way our brain works. We have the training phase and we have the prediction, the instinct phase. So the prediction phase happens in our premises. Sorry, the training phase happens in our premises. We do the training, so the artificial brain is learning on hundreds of millions of samples, half of them being legitimate, half of them being malicious.
Right.
The output of this training is the instinct part of our name, is the prediction model. It's a copy of a trained brain. It's already trained. And you provide this to the customers. This is what we give them. We give them the instinct. The training phase happens in a deep instinct, and what we give to the customer is the instinct.
See, this is brilliant. This is how you're able to look at...
It's like predictive analysis of attacks.
You can look at a bunch of tails, and you know that's an elephant tail, and that's a dog's tail, and that's a cat's tail. Your brain just sees a piece, but can reconstruct an image of the entire thing because you've learned what all the parts look like. So even if your machine sees, you know, three quarters of a face or a quarter of a face, you know it's a face. And now if that part of that face shows up somewhere else, it all puts it together and learns, oh, that is Chuck Harrell's face.
Exactly. Yeah, so that you've given the best example. We always give this example of, I show you a picture of a dog. You say with 100% confidence and in real time, it's a dog. Now I change 5, 10, 20% pixel of the picture. You will say
it's
a dog with the same level of assurance.
Right.
And in cybersecurity, and it's exactly the example you gave. In cybersecurity, it is not the case.
Yep.
There is over one new malware created on a daily basis. And this is one of the key challenges. How do you detect and how do you prevent from malware that you've never seen before? But all these malware are almost, all mutations of past ones.
So is there a built-in capability to block and contain so that the company, the organization never has to analyze, well, the deep instinct told me that this looks like malware. Is it malware?
You're absolutely right. So we deploy it. There are different ways to deploy it.
Well,
but one way to deploy it is to deploy it on the device itself. So we put a very light agent which contains a copy of the brain, and it's very lightweight and doesn't impact the user experience. So it's on the device. At the second that it's on the device becomes protected autonomously, meaning it doesn't need even to be connected to the enterprise's network or even more than that, even to the internet. You can imagine your device is on flight mode. You put a USB with a malicious PDF. It's
going to
be detected and
blocked.
Okay? It's completely connectionless, autonomous.
Portable media security is a big challenge in
a
lot of different industries, particularly the critical infrastructure industry.
Absolutely.
Where was this company developed, this idea?
How did it come?
Yeah, where did it come from? Where is the company located and who came up with this?
Okay. So we have, first of all, we're located in Israel.
I knew it. I knew it.
There you go.
No, because the best things come out of there.
It's true.
It's true. Every time I say that's the best thing I've ever heard, Israel. Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So, but also we have teams, of course, in the U.S.
Yeah.
Local teams in the U.S. For different activities of the company. So the founders basically came with this idea that deep learning has brought so much improvement in other domains like computer vision or text understanding, like improving by 20 to 30%. Okay, the level of understanding a content of a picture or understanding a text, that they thought, why wouldn't we do this for cybersecurity? Of course, this requires two level of very high skills. One is deep learning, which is not so easy to find these days.
No.
Because you have very few companies really applying deep learning, and these are the big ones.
It's very innovative. Called, also known as predictive analysis in
other industries,
in more like oil, gas, to reduce downtime of critical infrastructure. Same concept is being applied here, but in cybersecurity, you don't see many technologies doing the predictive analysis part. Everything is usually post-breach. They're trying to find out what happened and try to prevent it from a mappable, historic view, instead of predicting the attack before it happens.
Predicting and blocking it, because it's great to do analysis afterwards, but anyway, the damage is done.
It's
too late.
So this is very interesting. People always ask me, how did you know that guy was a bad guy? I said, because my grandmother looks like a grandmother, a duck looks like a duck, and a burglar looks like a burglar. Well, how can you describe that? I can't really describe it.
But it's an intuition,
every burglar's,
right?
No, not completely, right? Because your intuition is only based on what? Your past experience or...
And you can have a wrong intuition sometimes.
Yeah. So
this is not intuition.
A burglar looks like a burglar because even though they may be all kinds of different sizes, shapes, colors, whatever you want to say, their behavior is a burglar, okay? Mm. And you can fool people with the way they look, but it's their behavior. So this is very similar, right? Malware behaves like malware. How you write it up and what you do with it and what you make it look like, what package you put it in, that's great, but guess what? It's still malware. And so the deep learning is saying, forget about trying to find a code that matches something. Look at the behavior. Is that a good way to describe it? Yeah.
Look at the raw data. Look at everything.
Yeah. Wow.
Don't just decide what you need to look at, because there are things that are left aside, and hackers, they know at some point
right. What
you're looking at and what you're not looking at.
Now, your company applies this specifically to malware, but I could see this being applied to all kinds of things. Are you guys going that direction with other deep learning things?
So we are a cybersecurity company. So we apply, many companies do apply deep learning for other purposes, like you said. So we are focusing on cybersecurity.
Okay.
This is our core. And I was talking about the type of people that we have in the company. So we have, of course, the deep learning guys, the scientist guys.
Yeah.
But we also have the Israeli cybersecurity specific skills. That would
specific
that
skills.
Specific skills.
I know how they love
more than specific skills. I mean, very unique skills. And
code
together,
word.
This is so really, it's important to state that we are a cybersecurity company.
Excellent.
And today we're dealing with malware related to files, but we have roadmap, we have many other projects, but always in the domain of how to better protect enterprise, how to detect attacks that we've never seen before, detect them with the highest level of accuracy, and detect them in a way that we can also block them.
Now, you know, we've been talking about malware this whole conference, but I really haven't defined it for our listeners.
No, I don't think so.
So, because I have to define this for my, my sisters or somebody that don't understand all the technology. Is malware something just beyond malicious, mal meaning bad, you know, code? An attack is not malware, that's an attack.
You're right.
Right? So malware is something that's going to be like a bad program on your computer, on your phone.
Right.
But it's doing something malicious, it's stealing data, it's doing something like that, right?
Exactly, but an attack, there are different types of attacks.
Right.
So an attack can be specific malware that behaves in a certain way. It can be, a ransomware, or it can be a phishing, or it's still an attack.
If you boil it down, malware is software, more or less.
Basically.
Yeah, okay, basically. I mean, it's much more complicated.
Yes.
Than that, so, okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So are you detecting it after it's on my device, or are you trying to catch it before it gets there?
Oh, no, we don't try to catch it. We catch it before it's on the device.
And
before
where are you finding
it? Before it executes.
Yeah, but where do you find it before it gets on the device, where are you identifying it?
So we're identifying
it. Sitting on the web or sitting on a guy's, some bad guy's website or what?
So when we're talking about on-device protection,
right.
So you're in front of your laptop or, again, like I said, it's agnostic. So it can be your Android or your iOS mobile or tablet, or it can be your Windows PC. And you download an application, for example, you start a download application. Then it doesn't wait to be for the application to be downloaded.
Oh, it catches
executed.
It in the stream.
It catches it before, and if the company's security policy would say, I want also to be not only in mode of detection, but in mode of prevention, then you will not be able to download it. Exactly like I gave the example of the flight mode with the PDF, malicious PDF.
Right.
You will not open it. It would not be on your laptop. It will not be there.
Now let me ask you a question. Are you creating libraries? Maybe this is secret information, but to me, I would be saving all these things I capture, putting them in a library, and then learning the patterns between all those things. I bet you could identify, these 30 malware things came from one developer or something like that. Is that possible?
Yeah, it's theoretically possible.
Yeah, theoretically possible.
Theoretically possible. Excellent.
Deep learning can learn anything you would put there. Weather forecast associated with economic information, or it learns by itself in different, of course, there are different ways, supervised, unsupervised, but it learns from any raw data. Now, the more complex is the data, the more complex is the problem we're trying to solve. And the more data we have,
yeah,
the more deep learning brings amazing results.
I want to move to Israel. It's the best stuff. Maya, thanks for coming on the show. What's the name of your website again?
DeepInstinct.com.
And excellent. Look for the sequel, DeepInstinct.com, too, at your theater near you. It's a great name. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank
I learned
you.
A lot, as usual. And you're welcome to come on the show for 60 minutes. You can Skype in for me tomorrow, and we can do a really in-depth show. And it'd be really interesting to show some real-world samples of how this stuff has been caught. And
that would
stuff.
Be amazing.
Thanks for coming on Security
Thank
Guard.
Thank you,
Chuck.
Thank you, Cherise. Thank you very much. It's been
Thank
a pleasure.
You.
It's fabulous. 15 minutes. Perfect.
Tell me the truth.
Cherise, have we ever had a bad show?
No.
No.
It was great.
You
it was perfect.
Great. You have a lot of energy.
Passion.
People are drawn to you because
yeah,
of your energy.
I'm sometimes too much.
You believe, not too much. You don't have too much passion. You believe what you're talking about. And that's exciting.
It comes out.
And it was clear?
Yes.
Very clear.
You understood?
Oh, yeah, very clear. You speak clearer than I do, believe me. I slur my words together. I talk too
but
fast.
But not only the way that I speak, but what I said was clear. People will understand.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Your analogies were perfect. And yeah. That really helps a non-technical.